Home sharing is a big business in Vermont, and half of last year's income growth in room rentals came from Airbnb. So lawmakers want to know if there should be more regulatory oversight for people who rent out their homes and rooms on websites such as Airbnb. A legislative working group just issued their report on short-term rentals, and VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
During the last legislative session, Chittenden County Senator Ginny Lyons introduced a bill that would have required all short-term rental hosts to register with the state and pay a fee. The bill never made it out of committee because legislators said they needed to know a lot more about how companies like Airbnb work and how the services impact the Vermont tourist economy. The lawmakers asked for a study, and the 24-page report just came out. Lyons says the working group didn't go far enough in making concrete recommendations on how the state can get a better handle on the explosive growth of short-term rentals in Vermont.
My initial reaction was disappointment. I was hoping that we'd see some legislative recommendation that we could take into committee and review.
The committee scaled back Lyons' idea of starting a statewide registry that would have been controlled by the Department of Health. Instead, the committee says towns and cities should make their own decisions about whether Airbnb hosts need to register with their local municipal office. But Lyons says the issue is way too complex and should be handled at the state level.
To demand that local municipalities or town clerks take over this kind of public safety requirement or public health requirement, I think is not realistic.
Lyons says whether registration is done locally or statewide, it would make it easier to distribute information on insurance, fire safety, and health codes. In the report, the Division of Fire Safety recognizes that they can't inspect the thousands of rooms and houses that have popped up over the past few years with the rise of online rental services. And when it comes to public safety issues like clean water and bed bugs, the Department of Health likewise doesn't have inspectors to make sure short-term rentals follow the same health codes that inns and hotels follow.
What's hard to understand is why we would not then require short-term rentals, which are basically the same as small B&Bs, to do the same thing.
That's Rhonda Burns, and she's with the Vermont Chamber of Commerce. Burns took part in the short-term rental study, and she represents hotels and inns across Vermont. She says legislators should use the report as a starting point, and she says she'll be back in Montpelier next year pushing for much stronger oversight.
If you're going to create a level playing field, having them all register with the state makes the most amount of sense. We have a short-term rental group that's out there, you know, not really understanding what their liability is, you know, whether or not they're supposed to be collecting taxes, what kind of, you know, insurance do they need to have? Are they fully protecting themselves and the general public?
But Airbnb spokesman Peter Schottenfels says the report did a good job quantifying the benefits that short-term rentals bring to the state. Schottenfels says in Vermont, on average, hosts rent out their space for about 24 nights, and he says they shouldn't have to meet the same regulatory hurdles that full-time inns face.
We think that this is a solid starting point. The group recommendations are the first steps to forming a sensible framework for local officials and municipal officials and their residents to regulate home sharing.
Senator Lyons wants to get the issue of registering short-term rentals back on the legislative agenda, and she says she'll push for new regulations when lawmakers return to Montpelier in January. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.